Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the series of Overcoming. We're talking about overcoming pride in your life. In James chapter 4, verse 6, it says, He giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God is wanting every single believer to humble themselves and to be clothed with humility and put off that pride. God resists those that are proud. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. We are to be clothed with humility, and this is going to be evident because you submit yourself to the elder, you submit yourself to church authority. Those that are full of pride, those are the ones that are rebels, those are the ones that are Jezebels, those are the ones that want to control and dominate. We are also to be subject one to another. Every one of us are to be humbling ourselves, clothed with humility, and being willing to submit ourselves one to another. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. We need to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt us in due time. We don't exalt ourselves. We let God do the exalting in our life. In Isaiah 14, in the last broadcast, we talked about how Lucifer fell from heaven. Why did he fall from heaven? In verse 13, he said in his heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's what happened. Why? Because of his pride. His pride took over. He had pride in his heart. He wanted to ascend into heaven. He wanted to exalt himself. He was all focused upon what he wanted instead of being humble and submitting himself to the Lord. And pride will cause a fall to come. And of course, it was a great fall for him. He's now Satan the adversary, and he's in everlasting chains of darkness with his destination to be in eternal torment. Leviticus 26, 19 and 20, I'll break the pride of your power. God is going to break the pride in people's lives. And if you have pride, you're not going to see fruitfulness in your life. Your strength will be spent in vain. Your land won't yield or increase. You won't be fruitful in any area. You won't be seeing your prayers get answered. Also, we talked about 1 Samuel 2:3. Pride is going to be evident through the mouth. And he says, talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. Are you one that talks about your accomplishments? Are you the one that talks about what you want? Are you always talking about the way you think and the way you perceive things and what your attitude is? If you are always talking about self, I, me, that shows a prideful spirit. Over in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 16, it said, They and our fathers dealt proudly, they hardened their necks, and they hearkened not to the commandments. People will harden themselves and not hearken to the commandment because of pride. They don't want to submit to God's word. They want to do whatever they want to do. They refused to obey. They were not mindful of His wonders. They hardened themselves, and they were in rebellion and disobedient. They cast the law behind their backs. That means they knew the word, but they put the word second place. They put themselves first place. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. Boy, if you deal proudly and you won't hearken unto His commandment, then certainly there's going to be judgment that's going to come upon you. And God's not going to respond to your prayers when you have that proud attitude of heart. We need to repent of it. We need to humble ourselves. And that's going to be evident because we're going to submit to God and His ways. We looked at the scripture in Job 35 where God would not answer. There was none to give answer because of the pride of the evil man. He's not going to hear vanity. He knows the intent and the thought of your heart. It's got to be pure, with a pure conscience and with a humble attitude if you're going to see the Almighty regard it. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor, Psalms 10:2. If we are persecuting the poor by putting them down, looking at them down, not being willing to minister to them, then that shows pride in our life. Verse 4, the pride of his countenance shows that a person will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. If God's not in all your thoughts, then your thoughts are on yourself. You're thinking about self. And if you're thinking about self, then you have pride in your life. In the measure that God is in all your thoughts is the measure that you've dealt with that pride and humbled yourself and submitted to Him. If you basically just think about yourself most of the time, then you have a problem with pride. Pride doesn't want to seek after God. It doesn't want to think about God. It wants to think about self. Also, we need to watch our mouth. The sin of our mouth, the words of our lips, will cause us to be taken in pride. Pride is a spirit that wants to get your focus upon yourself. You got to turn away from it. And also people that can be used of the devil that are pride to rise up against you. The proud are risen against me. They seek after my soul. I'll tell you, God will, of course, defend us. He says he rebukes the proud that are cursed. They err from the commandments. All the proud, it says over in Psalms 119, verse 69, the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Whatever the proud have done, whatever they say against you, anybody that lies against you or rises up against you, don't worry, they're cursed. They're going to be rebuked. They're erring from the commandments of God. You keep your eyes upon the Word of God. Keep your eyes on the precepts of God and keep doing what God tells you to do with your whole heart. It's very important that you walk in line with humility and obedience to the Word of God. Humility is shown because you submit to God's Word and you do what God tells you to do. In Proverbs chapter 6, he says there's six things he hates, seven are an abomination, and the one that leads the list is a proud look. He hates that proud look. God hates pride in your life, and you must get rid of it. It causes you not to submit to Him. It causes you to be destructive towards others. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. If you have the fear of the Lord before it, you're going to hate evil. And leading the list on that is pride and arrogancy. And the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. I'll tell you, He wants you to hate pride. He wants you to hate arrogancy. He wants you to hate the evil way. God hates it, so you should hate it as well. And if you hate that pride, then you're going to humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. You see that happen when people, they talk about themselves, and they start boasting, and they start speaking, and they end up getting their foot in their mouth, essentially, by what they speak, and they'll say things that they didn't mean to say, and it brings shame upon them. But the Bible says, with the lowly, with the humble, is wisdom. Pride is going to cause you to bring shame upon yourself. But with the lowly, with the humble, there's going to be wisdom, and you will speak words that are going to minister wisdom. Proverbs 13, verse 10, only by pride cometh contention. Strife, contention, argumentative, all kinds of discord, disharmony, the root behind it is a spirit of pride. Do you have that problem in your life? Do you have that problem in your marriage? Do you have that problem in your home? Do you have that problem with the children? Somebody is manifesting pride. By pride, only by pride cometh contention. Well, God says we need to deal with that pride and repent of it and turn away from it. There won't be strife. There won't be this contention if we deal with pride in our life. In Proverbs 14:3, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The mouth of the foolish, they speak things that are always coming from a prideful attitude, what I want, what I think. And they want to get the last word in. They want to always speak what they want to speak. God says you need to turn around from that. That is the mouth of the foolish. You need to be wise. The lips of the wise will preserve them. Proverbs 16:5. Everyone that's proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Boy, that's a strong statement. everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 16:5. We don't want to have pride in our heart. We don't want to be an abomination to the Lord. We want to be pleasing to the Lord. It's very important that you deal with that pride in your heart. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. I tell you, if you're walking in pride, get ready for destruction. It's going to come. Get ready for a fall. You better repent of that pride and turn away from it. Get your eyes off yourself, off of your accomplishments, of what you want, and start reaching out and humbling yourself, reaching out to others and minister to them. Show humility. Think of others better, more important than yourself, and minister unto them. The Bible says, better is it to be of a humble spirit with a lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Don't run around with prideful people. Their spirit will get upon you. Turn away from them. Get around those people that are humble, those that are going to walk with a humility, a spirit that is meek and humble before God and before man. You know, Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And he says, a high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. A proud heart is sin. Every man thinks he's right in his own eyes. But I'll tell you, the only way we're right is if we've humbled ourselves and submitted to the Word of God and done things that are in line with His Word, with a correct motivation by the Spirit of the Lord. If not, then that will show evidence of pride in our life. Proverbs chapter 28, 25, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife. Don't be one who stirs up strife. If you have a problem in your life and you stir up strife, you got pride in you. And then in Proverbs 29:23, it says, a man's pride shall bring him low. Your pride is going to bring you down. But honor will uphold the humble in spirit. Humble yourself, and God will honor you. Turn away from that pride. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of the Lord. Be clothed with that humility. Turn away from that prideful spirit, and then God will start to bring His blessings. Make a quality decision that you are going to walk in humility, and you're going to repent of all pride in your life, and you're going to submit to God's Word and do what He tells you to do. Then you're going to see the blessings come on you in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.